Thank you, Mr. President, for giving me the floor. It is regrettable that we are forced to respond to the DPR case baseless accusations and sophistry to justify unjustifiable provocations and blackmails, let alone flagrant and repeated violations of international law. On top of launching over 100 ballistic missiles over the past 2 years, it is now openly threatening a preemptive nuclear attack against the Republic of Korea and its own fellow Korean people. As you heard a little while ago, the DPRK every time struggles to muddy the cause and effect of the situation unfolding on the Korean Peninsula. But by now, everyone is well aware that the DPRK has developed its illicit nuclear and ballistic missile programs based on its own playbook. There is no such thing as a hostile policy of the ROK or the US. The ROK-US combined defense posture and the ROK-US-Japan security cooperation are legitimate responses to the DPRK's ever-growing nuclear and missile threats and are in full compliance with the global non-proliferation regime, including the NPT. In addition, our joint exercises and trainings are long-standing, routine, and defensive in nature. We firmly believe that our efforts to effectively deter the DPRK's nuclear and missile threats will further promote peace and security. Contrary to the DPRK's hope, its blind pursuit of nuclear and missile development will lead only to further weakening of its own security. Any attempts by the DPRK to justify its possession and potential use of nuclear weapons will not be tolerated by the international community under any circumstances. To close, we strongly urge the DPRK to heed the unified and repeated call of the international community to cease at once all provocations and return to the denuclearization dialogue. I thank you.